This is the European Survey on Language Competences listening test. You will hear all recordings twice. Please look at the first task. You will hear an interview with a young singer-songwriter called Lottie Carling. For the next six questions, answer A, B or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for this part. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
So, Lottie, it's been quite a year for you. How does it feel to have so much success?
Well, I've been writing songs since I was 14, so it's been quite a long process, even though I'm only 18 now. I didn't write songs to become famous. That's not important to me. So I just keep focused on the music and try not to worry about it.
You've got your own style of singing. Has your voice developed over the years?
Well, when I started, I didn't like the way I sounded. My voice is powerful, but I wanted to sound a bit sweeter. I realised after a while that my songs need a strong voice, and anyway, you can't change the way you are.
I know you get very anxious on stage. Is that a problem for you?
I used to just imagine I was somewhere else and look at the floor. But now what helps me is to remember how I was feeling when I wrote the song and why it's important to me. A friend has suggested I do some exercises to help me relax, so I might try that too. It might help.
The words to your songs are really beautiful. Where do you get your ideas?
Well, the words are the starting point for me. Other songwriters start with the music and the words follow. I can spend days and days just writing a few lines. It's like writing poetry. I always keep a pen and notebook by my bed because some of the best lines come to me when I'm dreaming.
I hear your tour of the USA went well. Did you meet any interesting people?
It was incredible. They were playing my songs on the radio and at every concert fans bought all the CDs. What was really special though was travelling around with two other bands. There were 12 of us living together on this bus for 3 weeks. We all became such good friends. My only regret is that Tyler Flynn had to cancel the tour. He's one of my biggest heroes.
And what plans have you got for the future?
To do what makes me happy. From now on, I'll write depressing songs if I want to, play to smaller audiences in smaller venues if I want to, and work with musicians I trust and who understand me and my music.
That sounds like a good plan.
Now listen again.
So, Lottie, it's been quite a year for you. How does it feel to have so much success?
Well, I've been writing songs since I was 14, so it's been quite a long process, even though I'm only 18 now. I didn't write songs to become famous. That's not important to me. So I just keep focused on the music and try not to worry about it.
You've got your own style of singing. Has your voice developed over the years?
Well, when I started, I didn't like the way I sounded. My voice is powerful, but I wanted to sound a bit sweeter. I realised after a while that my songs need a strong voice, and anyway, you can't change the way you are.
I know you get very anxious on stage. Is that a problem for you?
I used to just imagine I was somewhere else and look at the floor. But now what helps me is to remember how I was feeling when I wrote the song and why it's important to me. A friend has suggested I do some exercises to help me relax, so I might try that too. It might help.
The words to your songs are really beautiful. Where do you get your ideas?
Well, the words are the starting point for me. Other songwriters start with the music and the words follow. I can spend days and days just writing a few lines. It's like writing poetry. I always keep a pen and notebook by my bed because some of the best lines come to me when I'm dreaming.
I hear your tour of the USA went well. Did you meet any interesting people?
It was incredible. They were playing my songs on the radio, and at every concert, fans bought all the CDs. What was really special, though, was travelling around with two other bands. There were 12 of us living together on this bus for 3 weeks. We all became such good friends. My only regret is that Tyler Flynn had to cancel the tour. He's one of my biggest heroes.
And what plans have you got for the future?
To do what makes me happy. From now on, I'll write depressing songs if I want to, play to smaller audiences in smaller venues if I want to, and work with musicians I trust and who understand me and my music.
That sounds like a good plan.
You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of this task.